الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد المسجد الحرام ومسجدي هذا والمسجد الأقصى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسدر الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, on one occasion the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, and he said, a time is going to come that the enemies or those who are against you, they will all be united to fight against you. They will all come together and they will come and attack you. They will come and fight against you. Now when the Sahaba, the companions heard this, they asked, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the Messenger of Allah, would we be less in numbers in those days? Would the Muslims be less? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ كَثِيرٍ Your numbers would be in plenty. You will be more in numbers. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک پیشن گوئی بتلائی ایک پیشن گوئی صحابہ کرام سے فرمائی کہا کہ ایک زمانہ ایسا آنے والا ہے کہ تم مسلمانوں کے خلاف دشمن ایک دوسرے کو دعوت دیں گے ایک دوسرے کو بلائیں گے they will invite one another that let's go and come and attack these Muslims they will call others the enemies or the forces against us, they will all call each another. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave an example. تمہارے خلاف دشمن ایک دوسروں کو دعوت دیں گے اور پھر فرمایا کہ اس طرح دعوت دیں گے کہ جس طرح تم دسترخان پر کھانے کے لیے لوگوں کو دعوت دیتے ہیں دسترخان بچھا ہوا ہوں دسترخان لگا ہوا ہوں اور آپ لوگوں کو دعوت دے چلو آئیے کھاتے ہوئے جائے دسترخان بچھا ہوا ہے کھاتے ہوئے جائے हम देखते हैं सुबह शाम आपने खाना लगा हुआ है और आप लोगों को बुलाया, आइए आइए आइए, खाते हुए जाए खाते हुए जाए, तो जिसको आप बुलाएंगे तो जाहिर सी बात है वो एक लुकमा तो नहीं लेगा, ही वोंट जस्ट टेक अ मॉर्सल, विल ही इज फुल। तो इस तरह नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने मिसाल देकर के सहाबाए किराम को बतलाया कि एक जमाना आने वाला है कि लोग एक दूसरों को दावत देंगे तुम्हारे खिलाफ, जिस तरह तुम दस्तरखान पर लोगों को दावत देते हैं। तो सहाबाए किराम ने आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से पूछा ताज्जुब में, इसलिए कि सहाबा ये समझ नहीं सके कि ये किस तरह मुमकिन होगा। तो सहाबा ये समझे कि शायद हो सकता है कि हमारी तादाद कम हो, मुसलमानों की तादाद हो सकता है कम हो उस जमाने में, तभी तो काफिरों को, काफिरों के अंदर इतनी हिम्मत होगी कि वो हमारे खिलाफ इतनी जुरात करे। तो सहाबाए किराम ने आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से पूछा कि या रसूल अल्लाह, क्या हम उस जमाने में कम होंगे? तो आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि नहीं, बल अंतुम यौमइज़िन कसीर, तुम्हारी तादाद तो बहुत ज्यादा होगी उस जमाने में, बहुत ज्यादा तादाद होगी। लेकिन आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि तुम्हारी हैसियत इस तरह हो जाएगी कि जिस तरह बारिश आता है और सैलाब के अंदर जो छोटे छोटे तिनके, लकड़ियां, कंकर जो बह जाती है बारिश के पानी के अंदर, ठीक इसी तरह तुम्हारी भी हालत हो जाएगी, यानी तुम बेहैसियत बेरौब हो जाओगे, बेहैसियत और बेरौब हो जाओगे। द प्रॉफिट मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, द व्हेन दैट टाइम कम्स यू विल बी लाइक दोज रबिश, दोज स्मॉल स्मॉल पार्टिकल्स दैट फ्लोज इन द वाटर, यू नो व्हेन द वाटर फ्लोज लाइक हाउ दैट थिंग फ्लोज इन अ सिमिलर वे, दैट विल बी योर कंडीशन। Now the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, they asked Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that what will be the reason for that? Uski wajah kya hogi? We need to know the cause for it. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Feekumul Wahan, there will be wahan in you. Feekumul Wahan. Now this is what I wanted to mention today. The cause of it. What would be the cause that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that due to which we will lose our power and the forces against us, they will all unite and they will come against us? What is that reason? What is that cause that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, in you there will be wahan. The Sahabas, the companions who understood Arabic, they were not able to understand the word wahan, because the term that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used, they were not aware of it. They did not knew what it means, wahan. So they asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mal wahanu ya Rasulullah? What is the meaning of wahan? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned two things. He said, these will be the two causes for the decline of the ummah. Or you can say that the forces against us, they will have that power and they will have that, you know, they will come against us. And these are the two causes. Number one, حب الدنيا, the love for the world, the love for the world. And number two, وكراهية الموت, dislike, or you can say hatred against موت, against death. I will explain that just now. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these are the two causes due to which the forces against us, they will all unite and they will come against us. Number one is the love of this dunya. And number two, the dislike or the hatred for death. And you know, we all will understand this, that when a person loves something, if I love something, obviously I do not want to lose it. I don't want to lose it. So in a similar way, if we love this world so much, then we have made all the preparation for this world, we have made all our effort is all behind this world, then nobody want, if that is the case, then we do not want to go to Akhirah, because we haven't made any preparations there. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دو چیزیں بتلائی, ایک دنیا کی محبت اور دوسرا موت سے موت کی ناپسندیدگی, موت کو, موت کی کراہیت. یعنی یہ دو وجہ ہیں کہ جس کی وجہ سے دشمن تمہارے خلاف اور تمہارے سامنے آئیں گے اور تم پر حملہ کرنے کی کوشش کریں گے. ایک, نمبر ایک حب الدنیا, دنیا کی محبت, دنیا کی محبت, اور نمبر دو موت سے کراہیت. اب ہم میں سے ہر ایک شخص جانتا ہے کہ جس چیز کے اندر ہمارا دل لگا ہوا ہو, جس چیز کے لیے ہمیں محبت ہو, اس چیز کو چھوڑنے کا دل نہیں کرتا. I've given this example earlier as well. You know, mashallah, we have come from different countries. Now, back home, if we have made some investment, we've got everything there, We've got our house there. We've got our businesses there. We've got everything there. We are just living here for the sake, or we're just living here just to, you know, just live by. We have not made any investment here. There is no house here. We are just living here. And if somebody tells you, all right, do you want to go back home for a month or so? We all will be ready. We'll say, oh, we want to go today. Why? Because we know everything is there. Agar humne hamari sari investment, sari daulat wagera, apne mulkon mein lagaya hua hai, waha ghar hai, waha karobar hai, waha sab kuch hai. Family, rishtedar, sare wahi hai. Aur yahan sirf guzara ho raha hai. Aur agar humse koi kahe ke jao, waha jana hai aapne, to aap kya kahenge? Kal nahi, aaj jane ke liye main taiyar hu. Isliye ke sara kuch wahi hai. Yahan sirf guzara ho raha hai. Aur agar uska baraks ho, waha koi investment na ho, sara kuch yahi par hai. Family bhi yahi hai, rishtedari bhi yahi, sara kuch yahi par hai. To wahan jane ka dil bhi nahi karega. To wahan ja ke fayda kya? Isliye ke wahan kuch hai nahi. Theek isi tarah agar hamare dil ke andar duniya ki mohabbat hai, duniya hi ke liye sari mehnatein hain, duniya hi ke andar sari investment hai, sari taiyariyan duniya hi ki hai, to phir aakhirat ke andar jane ka bhi kisi ko shauk nahi hoga. Isliye ke sara kuch duniya hi ke andar hai, sari taiyari duniya ki hui hai. So this is that thing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hubb ad-dunya wa karahiyatul maut. The love of this dunya and wa karahiyatul maut, the dislike or the hatred for death. Now my brothers, the love of this world is such a thing that it does not finish. Meaning, you know, if you think that I want to gain this material things, it will not end. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person was to be given a valley full of gold, he will desire for one more. He'll desire for one more. When he'll get the other one, he'll think, oh, how can I get another one? This greed will keep on coming in him until he reaches his death. وَلَيَّمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا الطُّرَابِ. Only the sand of the grave will fill his stomach or fill his mouth. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Now the question comes to our mind, when this greed is there within us, how can we get rid of this? How can we protect ourselves from that? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained the way for that as well. He said, we need to try and bring qana'at within ourselves. Qana'ah, contentment. Qana'ah means contentment. What that means is, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we need to be happy over that. We need to be happy. We do not complain, oh, I haven't got this, I haven't got that, I haven't got that. No. Because if we keep on complaining, that will never end. Because, you know, for example, if a person does not have a job, and he keeps on complaining, oh, I haven't got the job, I haven't got the job, I haven't got the job. Yeah, you should try towards it, but do not keep on always complaining for the things that we haven't got it. Because that shows that we are not showing gratitude to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That is qana'ah, means whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we need to be content over it. Yeah, it's the shukr, is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me this. Qana'ah, this is a very, very big quality that we need to bring in us. The quality of qana'ah, contentment. Without that, we cannot get peace in this world. It's impossible. If a person does not have qana'ah in him, he will not be able to achieve peace or raha in this world. Because if a person does not have qana'ah, he will always look for more and he will be just greedy of getting more and more. And this world is such that a person cannot get everything whatever he desires. You know, in this world, whatever we desire, we cannot get everything of this world. No matter how much of wealth you have, no matter how much of, you know, the power or the possession you have got, you will not be able to achieve each and everything that you desire in this world, because Allah has not made it such. Allah has not made this world the place to fulfill our desire. It's only in Jannah. It's only in Jannah. So if we think that all my wishes, all my desires should get fulfilled, it's impossible in this world. So that's why we need to bring the quality of qana'ah within us. And the quality of qana'ah will come by two ways. You know, if we want to bring qana'ah within ourselves, we can get that qana'ah, the quality of qana'ah, by two ways. Number one is, we always look at those people who have got less than us. You know, in terms of wealth, in terms of whatever it is, we always look at those people who have got less than us. Do not look at those people who have got more than us. Because if you always look at those people who have got more than you, then you'll always keep on complaining. Oh, why I haven't got that? Why I haven't got that? Always look at, أُنظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that look at those people who are less than you, who have got less than you. That's number one. And number two, you know, we need to build in ourselves the habit of shukr. Shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah, for the gifts and the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Every day, on a daily basis, we take out some time and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you have given me all these ni'mah. And we thank you for that. On a daily basis, we need to take out time and do this. This will build in us the quality of qana'ah. And when a person has got qana'ah in him, then you know the greed of this world, the greed of the material things will get less and less day by day. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. So my brothers, we all know, you know, the condition today that we are facing. And as an ummah, as a Muslim, the first thing that we need to understand is we do not ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's been going on in Palestine and all over the world. You know, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, he had with him Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we all know the story. They took refuge in a small cave and the enemies chasing them up, they came right at the mouth of that cave. Right at the mouth of that cave. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if they were to look at their foot, they would see us. Game over, finish. Jab hijrat karke aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Makkah al-Mukarramah se Madina Munawwara ja rahe the, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saath hai, ghar ke andar panah li. Jab ghar mein panah li to dushman talash karte karte ghar ke muh par pahunche. To Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam se kaha ki ya Rasulullah, agar ye dushman apne pair ki taraf dekh le to hum nazar aa jayenge. Qissa khatam. Hum nazar aa jayenge. To us mauqe par aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya farmaya? Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, ma dhannuka bi ithnain Allahu salisuhuma. Ke Abu Bakr, ان دو شخصوں کے بارے میں تمہارا کیا خیال ہے کہ جس کا تیسرا اللہ ہے, جس کا تیسرا اللہ ہے, جس کا تیسرا اللہ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that what do you think of those people whom the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the third is Allah, meaning Allah is with us, then if Allah is with us, you know, nothing can harm us. That's the thing that we need to build in ourselves. We need to, you know, we say this verbally, you know, every one of us says this, but within our heart, we need to have this conviction. And we need to never ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with us, $1 billion, no matter how much of dollars they spend on weapons, it cannot harm us. If Allah's help is with us. Now the question is, how can we get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us? That's the main question. Allah ki madad agar hamare saath hai to koi hamara bigad nahi sakta, lekin sawal ye hai ki Allah ki madad hum apne saath kis tarah le. How can we get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And remember, that could only be by one thing, and that is by connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by that we will see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to us. And how can we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously it's through different ways. Mashallah, we are here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one way of it. That is one way of connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should remember, that's not just the way. It's not only the Friday prayer that is there for us to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, there are so many things that we can do. For example, tawbah, returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness, repenting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one way of it. Secondly, you know, dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember one thing, you know, never ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The victory is near. We'll see the good news coming inshaAllah. And it's very near. And it's very near. Obviously, you know, the goals that they are trying to achieve, they are not getting near to it. They know that they are losing it. But the only thing that we need to understand, that we need to always keep hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the victory is near. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of us the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.